The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on campusisradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 27th of September. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and marvellous Martin White. He doesn't like me doing that.
I don't mind, actually. You can say whatever you want.
You've got used to it now, haven't you?
I have. I'm just resigned to the fact.
Yeah, I'll have to think of something else now.
I've been called worse.
Really? You must tell us. Anyway, it's lovely of you to join us here on the Business Bunker Show, and we really do appreciate having you. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways, and we'd love to hear from you. You can, in fact, call us on our lovely new clouding telephoning thingy on the cloud. And our telephone number is 01233 220035, 01233, that's Ashford, 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of me is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BeBunker. We have already had 9,873,234.6 tweets. Martin.
That's a lot.
We have. Absolutely.
Was that my cue to read one of them out?
No, not really.
Right. Okay.
Because right. What I want to know now is what you're doing with that cake.
Well, I've just had it. Ben and I have just tucked into a delicious piece of chocolate cake.
I noticed that.
Unfortunately, there's two other guys in the room that, for some reason, are watching their waistlines.
Well, he doesn't need to watch his waistline.
Actually, Ben.
Yeah. It's because I don't eat cake.
Yeah, exactly.
Ben is as well, actually. I'm incredibly impressed with Ben. He's literally half the man he used to be. So, yeah, well done, Ben. Great effort. But, so back onto the cake. So, yeah, we're celebrating a little a birthday today, Paul.
You are indeed. Mm. Why don't you tell us what it is?
Yeah, I will. Thank you. So apart from the fact that a year ago you and I started working together.
Blimey. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
Yeah, on Business Bunker, which is incredible, isn't it, how that's gone by. Today, or this week, is actually our first birthday as well. So,
wow. As a business.
As a business, yes. Yeah. So Supplymo Business is a year
it's
old.
It's 1 year old today. A toddler. You're a toddler.
Yeah, we are. But we made it to that important milestone. So.
And it is important. Mm. It really is important. On a serious note, just to start with, the first year in business is always the most dodgy, isn't it? You know,
you're finding your way, aren't you? I mean, you know what you're trying to achieve and where you're trying to get to, but ultimately it's never a straight road, is it? And I think people need to remember that and not necessarily be too hard on themselves, beat themselves up about that. So
absolutely, so incredibly well done on reaching your first birthday. It is a major milestone for any startup business, and we really do celebrate that. You since I last saw you, you've also kind of won an award or two, haven't you, as well?
Well, we were nominated for a couple of business awards, neither of which we won.
No, come on, don't, I've been the judges on some of these awards, and we always do the same thing that says it's not the order, the top three people are all winners and the nominees are all winners. And you were runners up in some categories and stuff.
We did. We picked up a, thanks for mentioning it. We picked up a runners up award for Rising Star business. So, yeah, totally unexpected. It wasn't, as I say, one of the categories we'd entered, but, delighted to have been recognised.
But that's nice because somebody else recognised you and put you in for that and you got onto the winner's podium.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, we had a great night. I think it was...
I saw the pictures.
Was it last Thursday?
Was it really?
Or was it the week before? Gosh, I've lost track of time already.
Time blurs when you drink that much.
Yeah, but it was really nice because we had some of our business members on the table with us. So we had the lovely Gemma Fairclough-Haynes from Orchard Employment Law, and she picked up a prize.
I was going to say, you had a bit of a winning table, didn't you? I think almost everyone on your table had some kind of award.
We did. And we had Linda Garcia, and her husband was over from Singapore, a really nice guy, Mario. And Linda picked up two awards. We had the lovely Amanda Flanders from Butterfly and Dreams Events. Mm. Amanda picked up an award. We had a lovely chap from a company called, I think it's WH Skinner. And I think they're a sort of cardboard engineering company,
indeed,
and they do a lot of sort of mobiles and advertising material.
Yep.
And he picked up a prize as well. So everyone on the table.
Everyone a winner.
picked up a prize on the night, and it was a really nice occasion. It was a black tie job, and it's always nice to sort of dress up once in a while. I'm not somebody that does that a lot, so it was nice for me. Enjoyed it.
So you got your little strappy number out.
Yeah, I mean, it I was wearing a dinner jacket anyway. Let's put it that
way.
Were
you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Like, see, in photographs I saw, you weren't.
Wasn't I? No.
You were down to your braces, mate.
I did. My wife did
dress you.
Dress me up, yeah. So made sure I was presentable when I left the house. So no, it was just a really nice evening. And, we've just written a blog about this, actually. And for me, the biggest thing that came out of all of that really was the fact that you've just taken time to step back for a few minutes and think about the journey you've been on, in our case, and, you know, for the last 12 months. Mm. And, you know, for want of a better word, give yourself a bit of a pat on the back, because it's a very lonely business, starting a business on your own. You know, you have people around you, yourself, Paul, you've been fantastic in helping us. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to you and your personal motivation and your drive and your get up and go every day. And so it is a lonely business.
Absolutely.
From that point of view. And it's important to just, you know, literally take a step back and just think about it and be proud of what you've achieved. And I think that's on a personal level, you know, you're on a journey and it's important to kind of to feel that you are, you know, that you're going in the right direction.
Absolutely. Mm. Funnily enough, in a moment, we've got some other winners we're going to play, because I was recently presenting awards and comparing the evening at the Sevenoaks Business Awards. And in a few minutes time, we're going to be hearing some of the winners and from the mayor of Sevenoaks on that award event as well. And it's lucky we have a number of award ceremonies in Kent, but we've got lots and lots of businesses, 62,000 small businesses. So it's nice to spread it around and celebrate successes and all the rest of it.
And I would certainly encourage anybody out there that hasn't necessarily done it before to, to just go for it.
Interestingly, we've got a blog on the Kent Business Radio blog site about the benefits of winning awards and how to promote yourself when you've done that. The blog was written by the lovely folks, Rich and Mark at Bridger House. It's a blog that's real worth reading as well. Mm. I just want to say, last week we had the absolutely fabulous Janice Gordon on. Mm. And Janice is a multi-entrepreneur and clothes designer and management consultant and author, all kinds of things. And Janice has written a book called Business Evolution, a fabulous book. And she left us with a copy that we asked our listeners to tweet in to win. But they didn't really fancy the question we asked, and we didn't get a huge response to it. So we're going to try again with a different question. So the question is, and this is to win Janice Gordon's book, Business Evolution. The question is, how have you evolved your business? Now, that's quite an open-ended question, so we'd like to hear from you. And what we'd like you to do is to tweet your answer to that. To Janice, and her Twitter handle is Janice BG, and if you use the hashtag BBunker in it as well, you stand a better chance of winning. So I've got one copy of Business Evolution to give away to the winner that Janice deems is the best answer to that question: how have you evolved your business? So give it a go, folks. Come on, don't let us down. Go for it. We want to see your answers to that.
Janice was a great guest, and I've managed to put her in touch with a couple of people, actually, on the back of that show, because she really impressed me with her just straight talking and plain English kind of business sense.
Really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good.
Really good, yeah.
So the book's bound to be great.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet from Outset UK, and Outset UK are a HR consultancy based at the TV studios in Maidstone, and their Twitter handle is Outset_UK, and they say Vanilla Web. Paul, could you join us for a networking in support of Dandelion Time UK, that's a charity, on the 5th of October in Maidstone? And Outset have a networking event which is part of Dandelion Time's Rowathon. And the Rowathon is something they hold each year. They've held it for the last 2 years. This is the third year that I've been involved in it. And basically they set a target. They set somewhere in the world that we're going to row to. And this year we're going to row to Rio. So it's a fair old distance. And basically how it works is you can row anywhere. You can go to one of the rowing points and row on a rowing machine, or you can go to your local gym and row on a rowing machine, or if you've got a rowing machine at home, you can row. Or in fact, some people actually have kayaks and canoes and they row for real, or rowing boats or any other device that you can row in. And the idea is to lodge how many miles you've done with the idea that we do, however, I don't know how many miles it is to Rio. How many miles is it to Rio, do you reckon? About 7,000?
Must be across the Atlantic, yeah.
Yeah, so basically, and the idea is to get sponsored to do it. So Outset, on Wednesday the 5th of October, have a networking event, and they're inviting clients and friends of the Outset Group to join us at our business networking event in support of Dandelion Trust Rowathon 2016. The event is from lunchtime till 2 o'clock at the Maidstone TV studios, Vinters Park there. Come and have fun while networking with other local businesses and our team. There's going to be refreshments. Oh, blimey, my screen's gone off. There's going to be refreshments, and Outset themselves will make a donation for every person who rows in our Allington to Farley challenge. So it's a bit closer than Rio, Allington to Farley. Everybody that does a bit of rowing, Outset are going to make a donation to Dandelion Time. And for those of you that don't know, Dandelion Time is a fabulous charity based at East Farley in Maidstone. They have a refuge for children that have been abused or in any way treated badly as youngsters. And it's a safe haven for those children to enjoy a life there. It's incredibly expensive to run. They get no backing from anybody. They have to raise all the funds themselves. As you can imagine, it's incredibly expensive to upkeep. So it's a massively good cause. I suggest you get rowing, and I suggest you join Outset at the TV studios and join in their Allington to Farley row.
Fantastic.
Good stuff.
Can I follow on from that with another, with another charity event?
Yeah.
7th of October. Simon and I were just talking about golf and the small matter of the Ryder Cup that's going to be decided this weekend. But there is actually a charity golf day happening at North Foreland Golf Club a week on Friday, and that is in aid of dementia support. So there is a not-for-profit a dementia support group called East Kent Independent Dementia Support, and that is the charity that local business people will be playing for and contributing towards next Friday at North Foreland Golf Club. So I think the cost is $56 per player, unless you're a member. There is obviously the usual coffee and bacon roll, 18 holes of golf, and then a nice two-course meal at the end of it. So if you want to find out more about that, you could ring North Foreland Golf Club. I'm sure they'd know about it, or you can have a look on the Supply My Business community section of the website. And I know Denise Wilton, who was on recently, is a big supporter of dementia. And I think she's recently become a dementia champion.
She has indeed.
And Denise was very kindly promoting this event as well last week. So thanks for that, Denise.
And Denise is doing one-hour workshops on how to cope with dementia in the workplace. She has given me a really hard time about me doing the course, which I am going to do in January. But she'd like me to do it sooner, but I'm just too busy at the moment. But that's no excuse for anyone else. The rest of you need to do it.
Great.
It's an interesting little program. And lots of us, although it's aimed at dealing with people with dementia in the workplace, lots of us encounter dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that in all areas of our life. And therefore, it's important to know how to deal with that. And that's what that's all about.
Brilliant.
There's also on the Kent Business Radio website, there is a blog about dementia with some resources that you can download free that help you cope with that. So do have a look at that too. I've had a tweet from Holcomb Health Clinic, and they say, "Hi, Vanilla Whip, please may we have a shout out on the show for our physiotherapy, sports therapy and reflexology clinics. Thank you so much. Have a great day." And then they go, "Oops, we forgot the hashtag #BeBunker." So that's Holcomb Health Clinic, based over there in Gillingham. I think they're based near the Holcomb Hockey Club. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Holcomb Health. Let me spell that for you. It's H-O-L-C-O-M-B-E, Holcomb Health, all one word. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Find out about their sports physiotherapy. What you got, Martin?
Mid-Kent College. Obviously, very active in apprenticeships, but also professional learning programs in the workplace. And they are running an accountancy skills to run your business course. It's a 10-week part-time course that they're doing in Maidstone from 4 till 8 p.m. The course covers the knowledge you'll need to understand, interpret and communicate key financial information. So useful, I would have thought, for any business owner that perhaps is conscious that they need to focus a little bit more on their numbers and what their numbers are actually telling them. Let me just bring it up. Yeah, it's AAT, level 2 accounting skills, and I think the cost is £150. So bargain. That's a 10-week part-time course. So
bargain.
Absolute bargain, isn't it? And that's, you know, that's your traditional kind of evening course kind of learning as well, which I think is something that used to be really popular, but perhaps you know is having a bit of a comeback. So yeah,
absolutely. I should go. Going back to Denise, I forgot to tell people her Twitter handle, because if you want to book Denise's workshop on dementia, you need to DM Denise, and you can do that by following her on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Denise, spelled D-E-N-E-E-Z Wilton, W-I-L-T-O-N. That is entirely for my benefit, because I couldn't say Denise properly, so she changed her Twitter handle just so that I could pronounce it. So Denise Wilton, do DM her if you are interested in doing the Dementia Champion workshop, and you are, trust me on this. So I think what we... I'm going to read one more tweet, and it's from Rocket IT Services. And they say, Vanillaware Business Bunker, we'd love a shout-out, please, for Rocket WP. We manage your WordPress website. You can find out more at our website, which is rocketwp.co.uk. Rocketwp.co.uk. So do check that out. What we're going to do now, we're going to hear some of the award winners from the Seven Oaks Business Awards, which was 2 weeks ago. At the Knoll Academy School. And by the way, I just have to say that the pupils and staff actually were brilliant at Knoll Academy. They actually prepared the dinner as well. And they'd only been back at school from summer holidays 3 days. So they did a fabulous job on it. It was a fantastic night. Our keynote speakers was the Right Honourable Sir Michael Fallon, Secretary of State for Defence, and multimillionaire caravan park owner, businessman, Mr. Alfie Best. So it was a great night. So let's have a listen to some of the winners. I'm at the Seven Oaks Business Awards 2016, and I'm joined by the crowd from Hot Body Boot Camp, who have won an award tonight. Guys, welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much. Thank
you. Cool. So first of all, tell us what award you won.
We won the award for Home Enterprise.
Home Enterprise. Okay. Yeah. Interesting, interesting. So tell us a bit about your business.
The business is set up about 4 years ago. It was 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
Yeah, it was 5 years ago.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Crazy.
Doesn't it? Time flies when you're having fun.
And just started out, I went through my my body transformation. I was overweight, I was unhealthy, and I just stumbled into...
How did you let yourself get like that?
Unbelievable. And I transformed my body,
right.
And I got to the point where I didn't know what to do with my life. I needed a career change, and then I thought to myself, I can't go back to my old ways. How can I help myself and also help others to have and lead the life that I now lead? And I've successfully been able to do that by branching out and doing things like boot camps, personal training and yoga within the Seven Oaks area. I've now got two fantastic workers with me, Karen Jones and Chris Clark.
Let's hear from them. And you are?
Karen Jones.
Hello, Karen. And what's your role in the business?
I'm a boot camp instructor.
Are you?
Yep.
I need help, Karen. I do. I need help.
Okay. Come along to one of the classes, because I take beginners.
Thank you. And we've got...
Yeah, Chris Clark.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, I'm a personal trainer and I do boot camps as well.
Nothing personal, but I've already found someone to do that. Cool. And who we got over here? You're not going to talk to me. She's not going to talk to me. She's reserving herself for television, I think. Yeah.
She's my silent partner.
Absolutely. Okay.
Only a little bit silent.
Guys, many congratulations on the award. Thoroughly well deserved. If people want to find out more about Hot Body Bootcamp, how can they do that?
You can pop online. You can go to sevenoaksbootcamp.co.uk, or you can Twitter us at seven, the number, Oaks Bootcamp.
Okay.
And, yeah, you can also find us on Facebook with Facebook / Seven Oaks Bootcamp.
Fantastic. Congratulations, guys. I've got another award winner here. It's Jane. Hello, Jane.
Hello. Nice to meet you, Paul.
And you, Jane. So...
Tell us what award you won. You've got your award there.
I'm still clutching it. I haven't put it down yet. I won third place for the Home Enterprise.
So your Home Enterprise award winner. Tell us a bit about your Home Enterprise.
Okay, I'm a photographer. I do local landscapes mainly and a few flowers. I sell them as prints and canvases and greetings cards and calendars on my website and at local fairs and markets.
Ah, cool. So you're a photographer. It's an interesting business to be in, photography, these days, isn't it? Because people don't realise when we talk about social media and websites and all that kind of stuff, we need pictures, we need graphics, we need all kinds of things.
Definitely. It's always good to have a good profile photo so everyone can recognise you, and I do those too. Headshots and marketing shots and images for your social media and your websites. If you run your own business, I do those.
I'm squinching at you.
You are.
Somebody...
I know that.
I'm glad you spotted that.
Yes, Richard Torvald did my headshot too, yes.
Okay, fantastic. Jane, many congratulations on a very well-deserved award. So, Jane, tell us your website address.
Thank you. It's Jane Mucklow Photography, JaneMucklow Photography.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Are you on Twitter or Facebook or anything like that?
Facebook, yes, Jane Mucklow Photography. I've just started Twitter yesterday, in fact, so come and find me on there. It's Jane Mucklow Photo, but without the W in Mucklow, because it wouldn't all fit on.
It's difficult now, isn't it? Okay, we're still interviewing some of the winners from tonight's Sevenoaks Business Awards 2016. And I've got Elizabeth, Adrian and Peter that have joined me. Hello, folks.
Hello.
Good to see you. Now, you've won loads of awards tonight, you lot.
We have. We've won two. We've won Customer Choice and Peter.
I won the Apprentice Award.
Wow. Well done, guys. So let's start with beauty first. I had to think about that. No, I've got that all wrong. Elizabeth, so tell us a little bit about the award that you won and a bit about your business.
Okay, well, we're Lakeview Accountants. We're based in Kensington and Sevenoaks.
You have gorgeous offices, don't you?
We have
a lovely location.
Offices. We're on St Clair, so we're on a big estate overlooking a lake, hence the name Lakeview. And all of our customers have voted for us, our clients, and they've been doing that over the last few weeks, so we're very lucky.
I think that's really important for people to know that your award was voted for by customers.
It was, yes.
Yeah, rather than just judged. And I think there's no greater accolade than to be voted by customers.
Yes, it really does show how grateful all of our customers are for our hard work, which is lovely to hear, obviously.
Absolutely. I just want to hear a couple of words from Adrian, who's with us as well. I know he doesn't really want to talk to me, but I was going to drag him in anyway. So, Adrian, what's your role in the company?
There's three of us that help with our client bases that we help drive the company forward. Andrea couldn't be here today. She's away on holiday, so Elizabeth and I are here representing the firm tonight.
Fantastic. Well done, Adrian. Now, I want to turn to young Peter here. Now, Peter, you won Apprentice of the Year.
I did.
Wow. That is some accolade.
Yeah, I'm delighted to receive it.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about you. Where did you go to school? What made you choose an apprenticeship rather than any other route once you left school?
Okay, so I went to Thomas Wells Grammar School for Boys, and I live over in Knockholt. Big shout out for Knockholt. Yep.
Knockholt.
Five minutes up the road from Sevenoaks. I decided after doing my A-levels that I wasn't sure what I wanted to do at uni and decided to look for a job and an apprenticeship. After looking for many different things, I signed up to one website which links me to Lakeview, and, well, here I am today.
Fantastic. And what's your apprenticeship in?
It is in accountancy. So I'm learning to be an accountant like Elizabeth and Adrian, and I've got their amazing personas to learn from, and they're great teaching.
Fantastic. That's a great testament. And it's very interesting because a lot of people don't really think about apprenticeships enough in terms of career choice. And when they hear people like you that are doing what I call a professional apprenticeship, it makes a huge amount of difference because people can see how valuable something like that is, where you could end up in a career doing something that you would have gone to university first and paid a lot of money for, but in fact you're getting paid to become an accountant.
Yeah, I think a lot of people sort of drift through school and the school tells them to go to uni, and I thought, because I didn't know what I wanted to do at uni, it was a lot of money to spend, and so I looked for an alternative route.
Wise choice, a very wise choice. And many congratulations, Peter, on winning Sevenoaks Apprentice of the Year.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Now, I've had enough of you guys, so How can we find out more about Lakeview Accountants?
We've got a website, lakeviewaccountants.co.uk, and also we're on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn as well.
Do you know your Twitter handle?
It's LakeviewACCA.
Cool, it is, because I follow you. I knew that. Cool.
I'm joined now at the Sevenoaks Business Awards 2016 by the Mayor of Sevenoaks, Mr. Andrew Eyre. Andrew, good evening.
Good evening, Paul.
It's really nice to see you. And once again, you've supported this event, and you always support this event. It's a fabulous event, recognising businesses in Sevenoaks. Tell us a little bit about your town and about the business environment in your town.
As a council, we're very proud to support the Town Partnerships Business Awards. Every year we support them to put it on, and it's really we're really grateful to have Sir Michael Fallon as our patron. And of course, as he mentioned in his speech today, Sevenoaks District has more than 600 new businesses, most of them centred around Sevenoaks Town.
Absolutely. Also, Sevenoaks has a marvellous achievement on its unemployment record. The lowest in history, I believe?
It is the lowest in history, and the other side of that coin is the increasing number of small businesses. Small businesses are the lifeblood of a town, the lifeblood of a town, the lifeblood of the people who work in the town.
Absolutely.
And live in the town.
Absolutely. It's a virtuous circle, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's 99% of jobs are done by small businesses. People, as Alfie Best, multimillionaire, said, you start from nothing, you have a passion, you have an enthusiasm, that's what makes a business successful. If you don't have passion, the business will fail. It can fail for other reasons, but if you don't have passion, it will fail.
Absolutely. And one of the lovely things that was said about you guys tonight is the amount of positive encouragement and support that you as a council give to businesses in Sevenoaks.
Sevenoaks Town tries very hard to support its local businesses. It tries very hard to provide enthusiasm and passion from one side, and we do as what we can as a local council. We need entrepreneurs to come in, and the success of Sevenoaks as a town means entrepreneurs do come in. We have one of the most successful high streets around. We have businesses here who come and stay, and even when a gap appears in the high street, it gets filled very quickly. Sevenoaks High Street is not empty. It's full of thriving shops, thriving businesses, thriving independents. Go outside the high street, you have lots of small businesses.
Absolutely. It's a perfect thing, isn't it? And Sevenoaks is a beacon to how you can do things like that, and how, you know, a lot of people talk about the failure of retail, but if you walk around Sevenoaks, there's no sign of that at all.
Retail doesn't fail.
Yeah.
Retail with the right background, the right enthusiasm, the right support, retail is successful, as Sevenoaks Town shows.
Fantastic. Andrew, thank you so much.
Research and development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RiftResearch.com.
JobsInKent.com.
Want more business? Make it happen by joining supplymybusiness.co.uk and start generating more business today for your Kent business.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 27th of September with me, Paul Andrews, and marvellous Martin White. That was some of the winners and the mayor from Sevenoaks, from the Sevenoaks Business Awards a couple of weeks ago. Nice one. Lovely to hear from them. Congratulations to everybody, all the nominees, the podium finalists and the winners. Great effort and a fabulous evening again. We've still got tweets coming in. I'm going to read a few of them very quickly. HR services and support. I can help business cover HR aspects and find out more by following them on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle is Fiona Stevens with a PH. Fiona Stevens HR. Fiona Stevens with a PH HR. So do give her a follow. And Julie Davis has tweeted in. And she says, Vanilla Web, I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker Show. I'm the florist that teaches, she says. The florist that teaches. Well, thanks a bunch. Do you see what I did there? That's Julie Davis, and her Twitter handle is JDFLWR Workshops. Oh, I see, short and flower. So it's JDFLWR Workshops. Julie Davis on the Twitter. She's the florist that teaches.
Flower arranging, I'm assuming.
I'm assuming that is so, yeah.
The lovely Linda Garcia, who we were briefly talking about earlier, Aluxi Consulting, is giving a short presentation at Basepoint Chatham Networking on Thursday. I'm going to this, actually. It's a free buffet lunch. That's not the reason I'm going. Conquering barriers to business growth.
No golf on the telly and a free lunch. I'm going.
So that's this Thursday at 11 to 1 p.m. And it's actually at the Basepoint Chatham
Innovation Centre.
No, not the Innovation Centre. It's down in the dockyard.
Oh, I know, yeah, yeah.
Which is a fascinating area. Mm. So if you've got a bit of spare time, have a walk around there as well. But, yeah, Thursday, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, is it the old sail loft or that kind of area isn't it?
Where the rope works are and all that kind of stuff. Fascinating. Yeah. I have actually
been there. It's a really nice building, how they've done it, isn't it? Yeah. Kim Stevens, the lovely Kim Stevens, the gorgeous, the absolutely beautiful Kim Stevens has been on. From Caring Kent, and she says, Vanilla Web, I really love with a big hearty heart symbol. A shout out on a Business Bunker show, because I love with a big hearty heart symbol, Business Bunker, more, even more than I like Strictly Come Dancing. Now, you can't ask for more than that, really, can you? Thanks, Kim. Caring Kent, and she's got a hashtag care because and hashtag dementia, and Kim and Caring Kent do a lot of work with people suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's. So do give Kim a follow on the Twitter, please.
I wonder what would happen to Strictly if it went to Channel 4, if they lost the rights to Channel 4.
Mm, could be interesting, couldn't it?
Mm. Kane and Beer, a fantastic firm of accountants up in Bromley, are having a curry night this Thursday. Everything's happening this Thursday, 29th. It's up at the Raj Moni, I believe, in Bromley. It's £20, and that includes free drink and also your food, which is a starter and main course, and it's a great evening of business networking. So if you want to go along to that, it's Cane and Beer, and it's Abigail at caneandbeer.co.uk. They're also holding one in Maidstone on the 6th of October, so keep a look out for that.
I don't know what to do with this. I've got a tweet here from Equinox 3D, printing people.
Not the tweet. I think it is.
Yeah. It's a GIF of a lady's buttocks with a tattoo on each buttock of a man and a woman. And when she,
wobbles.
No, well, it's not. It's when you clinch, isn't it? When you clinch. When she clinches, they kiss. Mm. Mm. So I think we'll go past that.
Moving on.
Yeah. And Deborah Turner of U Image Consult has said, Business Bunker, shout out, please. Can you check out Breakthrough Women Business Lunch? And she's given me a link where you can check this out, which is eventbrite.co.uk/e/breakthrough. So that's Breakthrough Women Business Lunch. Do check it out on Eventbrite or follow Deborah on the Twitter. U Image Consult is her Twitter handle. So do give that a check out.
Rift Accounting, recognised locally as experts in R&D tax credits, are holding an R&D tax credit seminar on Tuesday the 11th of October. So for anyone that may have invested money in their business, perhaps in new technology, or it could be as simple as building a website, it might be new business processes, you'd be surprised to learn that actually you might well qualify for some HMRC tax rebates on that.
Absolutely. And
that can either be done as a an offset against your current year tax liability, or actually as a direct credit, cash.
You get cash.
Credit.
You get cash.
Into your account. So it's a great way to possibly help with working capital and cash flow there. Mm. So it's on Tuesday the 11th of October. There's two sessions, 8:30 till 10 and 10:30 till 12. It's on the Supply My Business community section of the website. We've actually just gone through this process ourselves. Again, not thinking it was necessarily relevant for our business, but actually it turned out to be incredibly relevant and worthwhile. So, potentially up to, I think it's about 33% of your investment back.
Oh, no, it's far more than that. In some circumstances, you can get 120%.
Okay. So get yourselves along to that. Mm. 11th of October and, 8:30 or 10:30.
Fantastic. Thank you, Martin. Fruit Bowl Media have said, hey, Vanilla Web, we would love a shout-out on the Business Bunker, please. We're a Canterbury-based design and web development agency helping local SMEs. You can follow them on the Twitter at Fruit Bowl Media, or you could look at their website, which is fruitbowlmedia.com. Do you know what? I think we're going to talk to our first guest, our first live guest on the show today. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show live for the first time, because I have interviewed Simon before offline, but to welcome Simon Hammond of Morpheus Insurance Brokers. Simon, welcome to the Business Bunker show.
Thanks for having me, Paul. It's lovely to see you again.
It's absolutely great to have you here. Obviously, I've known you for an awful long time,
Far
Simon.
Too long.
Yeah, we won't talk about that because it just makes me feel old.
And me.
But it's an absolute pleasure to see you. Why don't we kick off with you telling us, those people out there that don't know you, a little bit about Simon and a little bit about Morpheus and what you do.
Okie doke, thank you. Well, I went into insurance when I finished my A-levels when I was 18, which was years ago. Set up, eventually worked for a couple of major insurance companies and then set up my business 14 years ago, nearly 15 now, actually.
Wow, okay.
Basically, what we do is we help businesses with their insurance arrangements. It could be a new business startup, it could be a well-established business who want to get an alternative quotation, or people with mid to high net worth home insurance requirements.
Okay, so would it be true to say that you kind of specialise in the business area, but with a lot of business owners, they have their own personal insurance needs, and you can help them with that in the right circumstances?
Exactly, and what we find with the mid to high net worth home clients is that they need an extra level of service, so that's where our commercial experience comes in very useful, dealing at managing director level, etc. They need personal service as well. So,
sure. Yeah. Cool. Where are you based, first of all?
Ashford.
Ashford. Never heard of it. We're in Ashford, yeah. So you're based in Ashford. And you're dealing in the, I guess, primarily the small and medium-sized business market.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's, you know, where a lot of Kent business is. Simon, what I'd like to explore, because insurance is one of those things that a lot of people kind of go, ooh, do you know?
Mm. Yep.
And I was explaining to you off-air earlier, we were burgled in our offices a couple of weeks ago, and it's really easy, especially when you start in a business for the first time, to put off things like insurance, because it can be expensive, but it can be a lot more expensive if you don't have it. But it's one of those things that a lot of startup businesses kind of put on the back burner. What I'd like to explore with you, if I may, is what you as a broker recommend for startup businesses. And also, I think I'm right in saying is there are some mandatory insurances as well that you kind of need.
Absolutely right. Yeah. I think the first thing to say is that we do work with a number of business coaches who very kindly introduce their new business startup clients to us. So we're very experienced in helping them through the process. I call it hand-holding exercise.
Sure.
It is obviously a bit of a mire out there when you're looking at, well, obviously setting up your business and the numerous things that you have to consider, one of them obviously being insurance. So we try and make the process as simple and as quick and as pleasant as possible. However, I would say, just before I go into what people may need to consider, I'd just say, for goodness sake, don't put your head in the sand. I know it's right up there with accountants and estate agents and, you know, insurance is the same, but please make sure you protect your business. It's the most important thing to do first.
I would echo that. I operate as an angel investor. I invest in startup businesses. And when I first started my business, I was as bad as everybody else, you know, accountants, oh, yada, 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 you know, don't really need that, don't understand what they do. Insurance, that's expensive, yeah. You know, I'll put that off. I learned over the years that to start a business, those two things are critically important. Having a good accountant on board, knowing your numbers and protecting your business are the two most important things you can do right
Absolutely.
Up front.
Absolutely.
And I won't invest in a business that does not have insurance. I will not.
I think that's quite sensible.
Yeah. So sorry to interrupt you there, Simon. You were going to go on and
He would say that.
He would say that, wouldn't he? Really? Yeah, yeah. Or he went, I'd never thought of that. Oh, yeah,
actually. You know what? Insurance, what a good idea. What a waste of money.
Yeah, yeah. So let's carry on exploring the kind of insurances that people have. And once you've done that, I want to talk about how we get insurance because, again, it's one of those areas in the market that's kind of changed a bit in the last few years.
There are numerous channels. But anyhow, I suppose the typical new business startup that we tend to see the most of, you could split into two areas. One would be a person who's worked for 20 years for a major corporation and for whatever reason they no longer work there and they're setting up a consultancy, a single person consultancy, no employees or anything. In that respect, the primary exposure there is professional indemnity, and obviously that's a nice bit of insurance jargon. But basically, that protects you against any of your clients alleging that you've been professionally negligent. Mm. So it could be incorrect advice, incorrect design, if you're in the design industry. Mm. But basically, we call it cock-up cover.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all human, and we all make mistakes.
Absolutely. And also, you're quite right, because especially with something as nefarious as advice, you could say to someone, do you know what, Simon, what I advise in your business is X, Y, Z. Something goes wrong, and they went, but you told us to do B, C, D. And you go, no, I didn't. Mm. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. And you've just got an argument. And, so by having cover, you do cover yourself. And I had a business many years ago that was involved in supplying some software people. And we actually had to have over £10 million worth of cover for mm-hmm. that, because the amount of damage you could do to somebody's business with an erroneous piece of software is we were working for banks as well, which it was incalculable. Yeah. And as it happened, the insurance wasn't that expensive. Well, it sounds like it was. It actually wasn't, but it was worth every penny to have that cover.
No, absolutely right. That's a good point you've made about premiums as well, because there's always this misconception that it's going to be very expensive or I can get it cheaper online, and it really isn't the case.
I want to talk about that in a minute, this online thing. Yeah,
did I jump the gun?
Yeah, sorry. He's getting ahead of himself. He's trying to sell it to me already, and we haven't even decided what to buy
here.
So that's professional indemnity insurance.
Yes.
And as you quite rightly say, it's anti-cock-up insurance really is what it is. And if you think about it in those terms, that's a sensible way to do it. If we're starting any other kind of business, if we're going to have employees or premises or whatever, what are the kind of things we need to look at?
Yeah, sure. I suppose the other type of new business startup that we tend to see would be the self-employed contractor, in which case that's very simple to sort out. Some basic public liability cover. So if he hurts anyone on site or damages any property whilst he's working, he's got cover for that. Hmm. However, obviously, the situation you've just outlined, where somebody may be starting at a slightly higher scale, where they've got premises and staff, obviously you need to protect your own assets in the case of theft, but not only theft, fire. People always forget about fire. Mm. And the greatest cause of fire is faulty electrical wiring. So always check your electrical wiring, get them inspected. And also the compulsory insurance when you have staff is employer's liability insurance. Mm. So if one of your members of staff injures themselves whilst they're working for you, it pays them a compensation.
Sure. And that's important, isn't it?
Because absolutely. It comes out of the insurance company's coffers rather than your own pocket.
And it can be something as simple as like just falling down the stairs or, tripping over a desk. It's not, we're not just talking about people that work on building sites or under cars or anything. It could be any office environment where a member of staff accidentally hurts himself. You need cover.
Oh, I've seen two employers' liability claims for pricked fingers.
Really?
Yeah. Both substantial payouts.
Really?
Yeah.
Blimey. We'll say no more. Yeah. So it's interesting. And as you say, employee insurance is mandatory for
employers' liability, statutory requirements.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have to have it. And it's surprising how many startup businesses don't realise that they actually have to have it.
Well, again, misconception there is that if they may not have any direct employees on the books, but they have casual staff, they think that they don't have to have it. But unfortunately, they're still classed as employees.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, what I wanted to talk about, and I kind of stopped you going there because there's two things I want to talk about, two radically different things. One of them, you're going to go, oh no, let's not talk about that, Paul, I'm sure. And the other one, I think, is probably something that you suffer from as a broker. A lot of us, when buying our own personal insurance now, are, you know, comparing the meerkat and all that nonsense mm-hmm. that we do. And the comparison sites where we just go on, find 10 competing products and buy the cheapest.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that something that you come across a lot of startup businesses trying to do?
Well, it's funny, actually. The vast majority of SMEs still use insurance brokers.
Do they?
However, you know, there are small business startups which could be classed as like a one-size-fits-all when it comes to an insurance product. And if they've got the confidence to do it, well, you know, good luck to them. You know, I hope they arrange it all properly and it works for them. But as I was saying before you stopped me, because I was jumping the gun, as I was saying earlier, there's no difference in premiums if you go through a broker than if you try and arrange it yourself. Yeah. I mean, there used to be a good sort of 10, 15 years ago, but there's no disparity now in costs. So
it's a very transparent process, isn't
it? Well, exactly. And the other thing is you have your own insurance resource on hand who will help you through a claim, you know, who will hold your hand. And you won't get that if you're dealing with a call centre.
Yeah. It's funny. Nothing to do with insurance, but it's something else that has changed in recent years. It's like buying and selling second-hand cars. You know, once upon a time, you used to trawl round dealers and people would go, give you a grand for that, mate, and somebody going, oh, I'll give you $2,000 or whatever. Now, you know the price before you go because you look it up online and everybody will give you the same price. So once you've gone to one place, you've gone everywhere because everyone's going to give you the same price for the car.
That doesn't mean that it's had the same owner, though, does it? That's what you've got to look out for.
Yeah, but that's where I want to come back to the services of an insurance broker. That's a nice feed-in. Thank you, Martin. Because one of the things that I think one of the big benefits of using a broker is you can assess the need that I might have in a much more rounded way than I can do just by filling in online forms.
Oh, exactly. The questioning process is, and I think that's what puts off a lot of people as well to start with arranging insurance. You know, we dig quite deep, basically.
But even simple stuff, that Simon, as you mentioned yourself just now, you know, you might go onto an online form and you go, right, I want employee protection insurance. How many employees you got? None.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then you go, well, hold on a minute. You got 4 people that work on your site, you know, 3 days a week. But the form doesn't ask you that. It asks how many employees you got. So you said none.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, and another classic example would be car insurance, where there's always a question which says level of excess. You put in your level of excess, but most people don't realise it's actually added then on top of the compulsory excess. So instead of having a £200 excess, you end up with a £500 excess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it worth talking about the new insurance act that's just come in at this point? Because there's now more of an emphasis on the part of the business owner now, or whoever it is that's ultimately responsible for taking out the insurance product, to actually make sure that you disclose as much information as you possibly can. And, you know, trying to do something like that on an internet site, which has a standard template and a set of questions, is going to be impossible, surely, isn't it?
No, you're absolutely right, Martin, and thank you for reading our blog. you're absolutely right. There is more onus now on business owners and senior members of staff to disclose anything that may be considered material regarding their insurance. And now, obviously, again, that's where a broker really does come to the fore, because they will obviously help their client and their senior employees through that process of disclosure. The flip side is that it gives more flexibility when it comes to claims, so insurers aren't quite as prescriptive as they used to be with non-disclosure, and it should make claims easier to pay. But there is a little bit more responsibility than there used to be.
Mm. Mm. And when did that come into force?
Last month.
Right, okay, cool.
I think the other important thing to note about that is, you know, the insurance industry, and no offence meant, I think, you know, certainly from my point of view, has had a bit of a bad name for itself over the years, has earned that name because, you know, underwriters have sought to dissolve themselves of any claim payment responsibility, because they've referred back to clauses in contracts relating to silly things like, well, your property's got window locks on it, and that window lock wasn't actually engaged, but the fact that they demolished the wall to get into your house is neither here nor there, you know, and silly things like that, which I think the actors sought to address as well.
I don't expect Simon to comment on this. I'm just going to say it. One of the problems for all of us, yeah, is that none of us read the small print of a contract, ever. Ever. Not one person. None. Not the most prematurely toilet-trained person in the world sits there and reads an entire contract and the terms and conditions. So, therefore, I'm assuming that one of the things, one of the benefits of using a broker is a broker will be much more aware of the things to look out for. And they will tell you things like, so if you went to them and gone, look, I've got household insurance and I got it for £5 and it covers this and that. They go, yeah, but you do realise that because you've got windows in the house, they're not going to pay, or because you've, you know, got a front door, they're not going to pay. So a broker will have a better idea of what they're looking at and where to check that the level of cover that you're buying is actually what you need, and the things that you've actually signed up for are what you've actually got.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. If you use these online comparison sites, a lot of them are what's called non-advised sales.
Yeah.
So you're not actually getting any advice in that respect. Yeah. Okay, what do I need? Well, they can't advise. And also, we do see ourselves as traditional insurance brokers, and I'm going to use a phrase that's very rarely used nowadays, but it forms the core of our relationship with our clients, and we act with utmost good faith. And I just think you bring a bit more to the party than you are if you're trying to arrange it yourself online.
Absolutely. And you know, there's also this thing that just going for the cheapest of anything is not a solution to anything, because it's not cheap. Yeah, you could be throwing your money away, because it depends on the level of cover, what it covers, how it covers it, what you do. And again, I don't expect you to answer this, but you know, I with car insurance, I had a long-standing car insurance with a well-known insurance company, and they sent me the renewal, which was horrendous. I've never in 30 odd years made a claim. And they sent me this renewal, which was horrendous. And I thought, oh, here we go. So
you
I rang up.
You did get done for speeding last month, though, didn't you?
That was beside the point. Hold on a second.
No, I did. 85 in a 30 or something.
No, I wasn't. And I did not get done for speeding. I went on a speed awareness course.
Oh, yes.
Okay. But this was way before then, anyway. But what the issue was is they said, oh, well, you know, things have got more expensive, yada, yada, yada. We can knock £5 off. But the premiums had actually gone up like £300. Mm. And I went, well, that's outrageous. And they had one of these offers that said, we will match any comparison that you can get. I mean, that's the biggest stitch up of all time. So I went away and I got three comparisons that were all vastly cheaper. And I went to them and they went, well, it's not a direct comparison, is it? And I went, why? And they said, well, our policy has a 21-day dirty-do. I went, yeah. And they went, well, these haven't. I went, no, but, you know, at the end of the day, the cover's the same, but you've invented something that no one else has got so that they can never compare. And they went, yeah.
Probably best ridiculous. I don't comment, actually.
Yeah, yeah. You know, as it was, I walked away and took insurance with somebody else, and they seemed quite happy with that. But that you get that. But that's a direct thing about not having a broker that's looking at insurance specifically for you and just trying to buy it as a general product on the open marketplace in a comparison website, I think.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, when you look at Direct Line's marketing budgets, I mean, who's going to compete with that apart from those sorts of companies? So they're very good at what they do to bring you into that online purchasing experience.
Sure. Cool. And is motor insurance something that you cover for people?
No.
No, I didn't think it would be.
it's just a saturated market,
and
very time consuming. But as I said, mid to high net worth home insurance and all types and shapes and sizes of business insurance.
Fantastic. Simon, it's been really interesting talking to you. Thank you for that. If people want to find out more about Simon and Morpheus Insurance, how do they do that?
Twitter is Morpheus Insure. You can check out our company page on LinkedIn, just under Morpheus Insurance. And we are obviously www.morpheusinsure.com. Morpheusinsurance.co.uk.
Fantastic. Simon, real pleasure to see you. Real pleasure to talk to you about insurance brokerage in Kent and in Ashford. Thank you for joining us. I know that you've got to dash away fairly soon, so we'll let you go. But for the moment, Simon Hammond, Morpheus Insurance. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Brilliant. Good stuff. I think we've got just a couple of minutes for a quick couple of emails, and then it's time for the mid-show break. What do you reckon?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, just to back up what Simon was saying there, he's in the process of quoting me for my business insurance at the moment, and this morning I got an email from him to say, you know, oh, by the way, do you do this? Because, you know, again, as part of the new Insurance Act, Simon is required to ask relevant
how
questions.
How dodgy you are.
Exactly.
Very, very is the answer to that, Simon.
And, you know, and therefore it's my duty to disclose that information. In this particular instance, it wasn't relevant. But the fact that he came back and asked me a very specific question, you know, just shows a level of detail that business owners and brokers and underwriters now need to go into.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. Absolutely right. I've got a tweet here from the TW Music School. I guess that's Tunbridge Wells. Tunbridge Wells Music School. And they say, Vanilla Web, hi, Paul. Our music school is currently hiring tutors in Tunbridge Wells. It would be great to have a shout out on the Business Bunker. Well, you've been shouted out.
There's so much going on in the world of employment law at the moment. Mm. And Gemma Fairhey on the Twitter. Orchard Employment Law is having a an employment law seminar.
Fantastic.
On the 4th of October, so next week. And I believe that's probably the lovely Amanda Flanders that's from B&D Events that's helping organise that as well. So it's at the St George Hotel in Chatham. She's going to be covering all sorts of things, you know, the latest Uber thing, Sports Direct, Deliveroo. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff going on at the moment. And she'll be putting all of that into a small business context in terms of why you need to be aware of it and what's actually changing in the marketplace. So £25 for a few hours well spent, I would suggest, if you are an employer. Tickets available on Eventbrite, and you'll also find that in the Supply My Business community section.
Absolutely. Well worth doing. Please do it. You'd be surprised what you can find on a little workshop like that. Great stuff. I've had a tweet from Andrew Knott, who's the FSB membership advisor for Kent. And he says, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, could we have a shout out, please? There's only three places left for Slope Off Friday, their networking event. It's lunch at the Corner House, Canterbury, at 2 p.m. on the 7th of October. Do you go to those Slope Offs?
No, I haven't been yet, but that's not to say I won't be going. At some point.
So the next one's at the Corner House, Canterbury, on the 7th of October. And you can book your space, and there's only a couple of spaces left, so you have to be quick, by either ringing Andrew on 07747 114627. That's 07747 114627. Or probably easier if you follow him on the Twitter and do it. And his Twitter handle is anot20. That's AKNOTT20. Anot20 on Le Twitter.
Have we got time to maybe combine all of these things in one one quick pitch? So exhibitions.
Yep.
There is so much going on at the moment. So there is the Southeast Business Show.
On Friday.
In Crawley.
Effingham Park Hotel, Copthorne.
Right. So that's happening this Friday. Get yourselves along to
It's free. Free parking, free networking, free seminars. It's free.
Right. So there's a plug for that. There is East Kent B2B coming up on the 1st of November. We will be exhibiting at that, funnily enough, with Gemma and Linda and David Dakara, who's also been on the show. He's brilliant.
That's at the Leedscliffe Hall, Folkestone.
There is Grow Kent happening on the 30th of November at the Ashford International.
That's going to be a humdinger of an event. It's a first. It's being chaired by a superb chairman. Oh, no, it's me. And we got six fabulous speakers, loads of workshops and one-to-one clinics. It's a whole brand new event on Growing Kent, and it's supported by a load of really interesting people. It's supported by all the business support organisations, by McLean Hudson Accountants, by Barclays Bank, by the IOD Kent Branch, the Kent Invicta Chamber and the Federation of Small Business Kent and Medway.
So that is a must attend if you're serious about growing your business in Kent this year. Both of the East Kent B2B and Grow Kent are being put on by the lovely Carol Black at Best Business Events.
Yep.
who does all the B2B events on behalf of the Chamber. So they're going to be quality. And just to finish on best business events, if you are exhibiting at one of their events or any other event, they are running a free How to Be an Outstanding Exhibitor workshop. And it's happening on the 18th of October. I think it's Westmorling, probably their offices in Westmorling around there. Zoe Cairns is going to be there. She's on the show last week. Tony Budding. They're going to be teaching you basically the basics of how to get the most out of your investment in exhibiting at one of their shows. So cool. Not to miss, again, all of that on the community section of Supply.
Okay, there's
business.
One more exhibition taking place, which is the Construction Expo Southeast, mm-hmm. and that's taking place on Thursday the 6th of October, and that's at the Kent Event Centre in Maidstone. That's at the County Showground. From 8:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon, that's the Construction Expo Southeast.
That's another one of their events.
It's another one of their shows, and that's a biggie.
There's one more.
Go on in.
Digital in Kent.
There's Digital in Kent. Guess who's chairing that?
No idea.
Oh, but it's me.
Jules Serkin.
No, me.
Come on, tell us about Digital in Kent.
I haven't got the date on me. You're the ones that's supposed to be reading it out. It's here somewhere. I'll tell you about it later.
All right. We'll do that later.
I'll give you the full breakdown on it. Yeah. On a Digital in Kent later. I can't remember where it is.
There is an awful lot going on in the next few weeks in Kent.
I know, I've got it. It's at the Great Danes, the Mercure Hotel at Hollingbourne on the outskirts of Maidstone on Thursday the 20th of October, Digital in Kent, with another lineup of great speakers. So do check that. All of these events, by the way, can be found on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website under the Business Events tab.
There's one more event that we haven't mentioned.
Yep.
Let's Do Business Group, who are the delivery partner for Startup Loans in Kent, are also having their own exhibition this Friday down in Hastings. So if you're, well, actually, you know, Gatwick to Hastings, that's probably quite doable, isn't it, in a day?
Yeah, yeah.
So pop down there if you are interested in doing business in Sussex. And you'd like to listen to Levi Roots, because he's going to be there talking about reggae sauce.
Is he? That's going to be good. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to have our mid-show break, and we'll